Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Other NBA stuff trickling in. Kyle Lowry basically announcing that he's going to join the Miami Heat on his own Twitter. And how about this? Duncan Robinson. Folks, learn to shoot. 5 years, $90 million for Duncan Robinson to stay with the Miami Heat.
That will work.
And I have some breaking news for you.
Kyle Lowry also just tweeted out, Miami and Kyle Lowry, let's go. Is that what you just said?
Yep. Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Awesome.
What is a horseshoe? What does a horseshoe do? Are there any horse socks? Is anybody listening to me?
Anyways.
Yeah. He's about, good to have you back. 20 seconds ago, and Kyle Lowry just announcing on his own Twitter that he's joining the Miami Heat.
I was getting ready to go to Jamal's call. I'm sorry,
there?
I'll point a thumb.
You said you were right there. No, I have doubts now.
I was right there, and now I'm not.
I apologize. It was bound to happen in the first show back.
Chris Paul
just signed a four-year, $120 million contract.
Hold on 1 second before you break. Chris Paul did decline his player option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
4 years, $120 mil is what I'm seeing, Shane. Does that work with you?
Yeah, it is, and it's because he declined his player option.
That makes sense.
I'm getting four for $120 over here.
Wow, really? Four for $120 for Chris Paul.
I wish I would have had that. 30 per for 4 years.
Let me do that math. Hang on.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim.
Here we go.
Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Gonna vow to do a better job listening for the full 4 hour show today.
Huh?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm gonna try.
I think you can do it. I think you do too. Hey, man, it was our first time back yesterday.
That's
from
true.
After eight shows. You had a lot to say.
Thank you.
You were bursting at the seams.
Thank you.
It was obvious. We will get our nice and solid yes and patter rhythm mm-hmm. back, baby.
Yes.
And maybe even today.
I hope that the patter was still there, but of course, a lot of things happened while I was away. Big sports news in the summer, and Justin Fields is playing at Soldier Field today. Oh my God, it's so exciting. He's playing football at Soldier Field.
High-fiving the fans.
I saw that.
Shout out Chicago sports for sure.
Yeah,
shout out Chicago sports.
Justin, everything he does just screams leader. You weren't here last week, Danny, when I had that nugget from Albert Breer about how a rookie was losing a dance contest during the off-season training activities with the Bears. A rookie was losing, and Justin Fields stepped in to help that rookie overcome the opponent and win the dance contest.
Whoa!
And several veterans noted that's the kind of thing. He knows when to hop in there, knows when to back off. He's really got a good feel for leadership, does Justin Fields.
Oh,
my God. Championship.
He's a stud. I can't get enough of anything of Justin Fields, okay? Like you think, oh, that's like a little throwaway funny thing from Albert Breer.
Yeah, you love it.
Love it. Great question about his hat collection. High-fiving fans, highly relevant content.
I like wearing hats, said Justin.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
Yep.
Noted. He likes dogs. He likes hats.
He wants to open a vegan pizzeria in this town. I'm with him. I would love to try that, but only when I'm at home.
Right.
Because that's how I roll with veganism. But yeah, there is no vegan pizza place specifically, I don't believe.
Was that pizza you were eating today vegan, or was that just a whole lot of cheese?
Was I home?
Jay? Looks like you brought it from home.
Yeah,
though.
It was in a Tupperware.
I brought it. If we went to a restaurant and had the pizza there, and then I brought it home but did not eat it that way at home, and then brought it here, the leftovers, I'm still covered. I'm still vegan at home.
Here's my question. Did you eat that pizza at a restaurant, or did you order it to be delivered to your home?
At a restaurant.
Is that the morning you were having the Aperol Spritz that Christine tweeted me?
No, that was someplace else.
God, I love an Aperol Spritz.
We haven't even talked about that. Shane and I became cocktail brothers over the weekend, and we did not even know it was happening. An Aperol Spritz.
You became what brothers?
Cocktail.
Oh, cocktail brothers. Oh, okay. Got it.
Did you think I said Eskimo?
I was thinking, I don't know. I heard the first syllable and everything went blank after that. So you got, that's good. It was a good cocktail?
It was delicious.
I've never had one.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
You never had an Aperol Spritz?
No. A friend of ours had it and we were laughing at it because she said, I'm sorry. I was in Rome, okay? And now I like it because it reminds me of Rome. It's so bougie.
Okay, Bernstein.
So, yeah, exactly. So
good cocktail.
I decided to join her in bouginess and have the Aperol Spritz and I found it delightful. Came with an olive. An orange and an olive on
a
skewer.
That shouldn't happen.
Doesn't know what it wants
to
be.
That's really
interesting. Thank you, Pat.
Ben Verlander.
Danny's such a jack.
Analyzes baseball.
Look at the clock, man. Jeez.
Yeah, we got to talk to Ben Verlander. He made a list of good baseball teams and left the White Sox out of it, and everyone was up in arms. He joins us to apologize next.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Yeah, shot Chicago sports for sure.
Afternoons on the Score.
You can't argue with success, and that's what they're having. Is success. And they continue to win games. They continue to put themselves in the best position to win baseball games. This team was almost a complete team heading into this trade deadline. And they add and fix the one situation that they struggled. Their rotation's great. Their offense is great. And they're getting healthier. The bullpen was, you have Liam Hendricks at the back end who's shutting games down, but you needed to get to him. You needed to bridge the gap. And they went out and got Craig Kimbrel, the best guy to bridge that gap that I could think of in this trade deadline. So I do believe the way the White Sox are playing will affect Tony La Russa's future, because if it didn't go well, it wouldn't have gone well for him, and people would have been even more pissed off. But you know what? They're playing great, and you can't argue with success. So I see him staying there unless something else happens.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
That is the voice of our next guest, Ben Verlander. We'll talk White Sox with him in just a second. Brian Goodwin of the White Sox will join us in about half an hour. Ben Verlander is a baseball analyst for Fox Sports. He's the host of the Flippin' Bats podcast. He is Justin Verlander's brother. He was a draft pick in the 14th round by the Detroit Tigers, and he joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas hotline, home of the world's largest sports book, because he is public enemy number one of White Sox Twitter.
Why do you hate the White Sox, Ben?
White Sox Twitter.
And he's sucking up, as you can see on our Twitch broadcast right now, just pandering to the audience, wearing a Carlos Rodon shirt. Ben, thank you very much for coming on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate you guys having me. Thanks.
So what the hell's the matter with you? Why do you hate the White Sox?
I don't think they're a very good team. Listen, I'll tell you exactly what happened here. And you heard it was very nice for you guys to play the audio, which really helps my case here, because look, I love this team, and I think they're a very complete team, and they were my pick to win the American League, and that hasn't changed one bit. They've only gotten better. They've only continued to get better, and I'm public enemy number one, like you said, in the White Sox world, because they were left off my power rankings, which let me explain to you how those power rankings go down every Monday. I text a list over to our social people. I had the White Sox at number 5 and continued to list, and I actually wanted them higher. So I deleted their name, fixed the rest of my power rankings, and then totally just forgot I had deleted their name. I was like, that's weird. There's only 9 teams here. added a 10th team, posted it, and the rest is history. Now I'm public enemy number one.
Well, look, it's a fan base that feels less than, frankly, and for good reason. You know, whether it's ESPN dismissing them or some jamokes on local sports radio talking Cubs more than White Sox on occasion. That's just perception, though, Ben. Just perception.
We would never do such a thing.
Yeah. So they've got. So did they come at you? Did they come at you hard? How was your experience with White Sox Twitter?
The experience was awful, and I've been, you know, before I will never do that again. I might even put them twice on a list just so I don't mess up.
That's
you
them.
Know, but look, I've been one of the guys nationally to absolutely love these guys before they were even playing great. I love them to win the American League. Like I said, I talk about them all the time, and I learned the lesson the hard way to never, ever, ever. I didn't even know that was a thing, by the way. I didn't know they were like, this forgot, like, clearly there's something here that the second I did it, they're like, of course, we're always forgotten. And I'm like, oh boy, I really messed up here.
Honestly, Ben, frankly, five sounds very disrespectful also. This is the best team in the American League. Come on now. Why weren't they number one?
Well, that's why I deleted them. That's why I deleted their names to move them up a little higher. But You know what? Their name was deleted. I forgot to put them back, and I caused a whole problem. And I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. I will just say to all of White Sox Nation that I apologize for leaving you guys off of my power rankings. It was a mistake, and they are my prediction to win the American League.
Okay, well, so Spiegel and I are not White Sox fans, but our two producers, Shane Reardon and Chris Tannehill, are diehard White Sox fans. Do you guys forgive Ben Verlander?
I absolutely do. Ben is a friend of the Locked On Sox podcast. He had Herb on his show flipping bats. So Ben and I were all good. We're just playing into the bit here. But Does Ben know how lists work? You know, you can't omit someone that good on a list.
Interesting. Are you familiar with how 1 through 10 lists work, Ben?
I am now. I am now.
Got it.
Yeah. I was a little unsure, but after leaving them off, I think I realized what I need to do now. And after, you know, there was a lot of good humor involved in yesterday, but also a lot of like death threats and stuff that I'm just like, this is getting out of control, guys. Come on.
It's
death is too far, a little too far, frankly, for leaving them off a power ranking.
You can level with us. It's because your brother was a tiger and you've hated them the entire time, right?
Yeah, I grew up rooting against them. But look, now I love my brother more than anything, but I've tried to distance myself in our careers and trying to be successful on my own. So when I need to suck up to a fan base for accidentally omitting them and putting them back, that's what I do. And that's why I'm wearing one of my favorite shirts, my Carlos Rodon no-hitter shirt that I got right here.
I like it. I like the shirt. Again, it's very comes across as pandering, frankly.
But they'll accept that. Most Sox fans will accept pandering.
Shane, do you forgive Ben?
We'll see what his list looks like on Monday, and then I'll think about it.
Got it.
It's fair.
Who do you consider to be the White Sox toughest competition in the American League?
I would say it's the Astros. I look at the Astros and the Red Sox, and I wish the Red Sox had done more at the deadline. I think they were a team that wasn't expected to win the AL East, but they're clearly, 1-2 with the Rays right there at the top of the division. And all they did was went out and added Kyle Schwarber, which is a good lineup piece. But I wish they had done more. And then, you know, I look at a team like the Astros who have statistically the best offense in baseball, and that's their strong suit. And where they had a glaring weakness was with their pitching, and especially with their bullpen. And they went out and addressed it in a very weird trade with the Seattle Mariners, in my opinion. I'm still not really sure what the Mariners did this trade deadline. It kind of baffles me. But they go out and get a guy like Kendall Graveman and a couple other pieces for that bullpen and really set them up for, I believe, a head-to-head battle. And I think an Astros White Sox ALCS would be incredible to watch, to be honest.
Yeah, nobody understands the Mariners because Jerry DePoto is kind of a wackadoodle. he clearly was selling, and then he's like, "Oh wait, my team is upset. Oh, we're buying. Trust me, guys. Don't worry." As he subverted. I have to ask the Verlander question because in 2017, Ben, If the Cubs don't trade Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease for Jose Quintana, does your brother ends up here, right? He wanted to be here with the Cubs, don't they? I think the entire course of the Cubs window could have changed if they had gotten that done.
Yes, to be honest with you, he absolutely did. And that was one of the teams on his radar. And in 2017, he had a full no-trade clause, so he could have gone wherever. And the Cubs were certainly an option from talking to him that he would have waived that for. There were only a few teams. It literally came down to the last few seconds. And he didn't even know what he wanted to do, if he wanted to leave. He thought he was going to be a Tiger for life, but it kind of became quickly apparent. Look, I'm not going to go through years and years and years of a rebuild. I should get out and go win. And one of those teams that he would have won with and wanted to win with was the Cubs. But the trade ended up happening to the Astros, and he ended up getting the ring that way. It's weird thinking of how it all could have gone down, because you're absolutely right. The Cubs were absolutely one of those teams.
As we wrap up here with Ben Verlander, he's got a podcast, baseball analyst for Fox Sports as well, and he will have the White Sox in his top five on next week's power rankings. He has promised us that. I read the piece, The Not So Glamorous Life of a Minor League Baseball Player, in anticipation of you coming on. Very good. Lots of illuminating personal anecdotes. What do you think should be done to improve, because you're not going to pay minor leaguers like major leaguers, obviously, that's not economically feasible, but the situation and the conditions probably could be improved. If I made you the czar of everything minor league baseball, what would you do to improve the experience for guys that aren't in the show?
Well, first off, I would start by not paying them like they're living below the poverty line. And I don't feel like that's too much to ask. And I know when I talk about this, I'm very cautious to say, look, I know I played 5 years professionally, and I know it was an honor to play professionally, and it was fun, and it is a game. But it's also a business, and it's my life and my career choice. And to be treated, you hear a lot of these stories in the news about players sleeping on the team bus and the aim, you're fed like you're living at Fyre Festival. And people are like, wow, these are crazy circumstances, but it's true all across the board. It's actually really, really bad. And I would just start by, the problem is minor leaguers don't have a union. So all of these major league players and everybody on the 40 man are taken care of by the players' union. And these minor leaguers don't have that. So what happens is teams just don't care. I literally played with a guy that ended up becoming a big leaguer and is now in Japan making a lot of money that almost was days away from quitting because he couldn't pay for gas money to get to the field. And I feel like asking for an acceptable wage, and I think this would surprise people, because when people start talking about money in the minor leagues, you're like, well, you can make this much money. Yeah, if you get to a certain level. But that my first year in professional baseball, I made $4,600 in the entire year. That's criminal. And I feel like I'm not asking for too much to ask for a little bit better food and a little bit better of, an opportunity to pay for food when I want to go out and eat. And it's pretty sad that nobody can get that, and that there's not a lot of people fighting for that.
He's the host of the Flippin' Bats pod with Ben Verlander, Fox Sports MLB analyst. Quickly, speaking of Flippin' Bats, we have Brian Goodwin on, who just had the walk-off on Sunday. And it wasn't really a bat flip. I feel like it was a bat toss. How would you grade that bat flip from Sunday's walk-off?
I'm glad you mentioned that. I actually posted that, and it's one of my favorites from this year. Look, my show is called Flippin' Bats. It's all about having fun. It's all about flippin' bats. And Brian Goodwin goes up there. One, hits a walk-off homer, so it's the perfect situation. And he doesn't just flip it. He absolutely chucks it into oblivion. And I literally was watching the game by myself and stood up and was like, yes, yes. So look, of all of them, and I'm strict with my grading, but that one, if there's ever a 10 out of 10, it's on a walk-off home run. It was a huge flip, but you got to give it a 10. It was incredible.
Ben, good luck with the podcast and your continued work with Fox and everything that's going to come to you in baseball analysis. Thanks for coming on, man. This was fun.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you having me on.
That's Ben Verlander with us, Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
Sorry, I've been lost since he said that Justin wanted to be here and would have been here.
I mean, we knew.
Come on. Even after they gave up Eloy and Cease, they were like trying to come up with more somehow, but they just didn't have that much left.
There's much more recent heartbreak about the Cubs. We need to go back to that old heartbreak about the Cubs.
I don't know if the recent stuff would have happened if that old stuff did.
Oh, yeah, there's that. They would have traded him for money, just like they did Darvish. What? Oh, I got a break. Yeah. I got a wrap. My bad. Sorry. Hope trafficking on the Cubs. Then Brian Goodwin. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.